I arrived at the restaurant on West 9th Street, my overnight bag in hand. It was raining outside and I was drenched. "Need any help?" the maitre d' queried, keeping his eyes firmly planted on my breast. I didn't have to look down. The little knit dress I was wearing was plastered to my skin. I knew my nipples were rock hard. After all, I was dripping wet and ice cold under the air conditioning. "I'm meeting a few business associates here in an hour," I smiled. "Oh, are you Miss Blue?" he asked. I nodded yes. "Then your party's here. They're in the back. But first, may I suggest you freshen up?" He pointed to the stairs. "Last door down the hall," he added with a smile. I glanced into the mirror. My hair had that just-fuck-tousled look that I love. I ran my fingers through it to tame it ever so slightly, then figured, what the fuck? The maitre d' watched as I made my way up the stairs. From the way he was staring, I wondered if he could tell I wasn't wearing panties. I did a quick change out of my clothes, grabbed a few paper towels, and dried off the best I could. My nipples ached as the rough paper moved over them. I reminded myself there really wasn't time to pamper my poor, neglected body. It would have to wait. I reached into the overnight bag and took out a red skirt, a white silk blouse, and fresh stockings. I dressed quickly, the skirt just barely concealing my stocking tops. I smiled, taking another look in the mirror before heading downstairs. My red stilettos clicked on the marble floor. One of the two men, my new partners, if all went right, stood up to greet me. He extended his hand. "Hi, I'm Bill. I certainly hope you're..." he started. "Yes, I'm Blue," he grinned, deliberately taking his time looking me over. I felt the rush of blood through my veins and the room suddenly got warmer. He gestured to his companion and added, "This is Glenn Sanders." "Nice to meet you," Glenn added. "Very nice indeed," I thought as I surveyed this tall, handsome man. I could feel a slight tingle between my legs as our eyes locked. "Your photos don't do your justice. I'm going to like talking business with you," Glenn added, placing his hand on my ass and patting. "And I'm going to like doing business with you, too," I added, reaching behind him and squeezing his firm buns. "Oh, yeah, very much," I winked. I smiled inwardly. There was business to attend to. We talked for a long time, discussing what I wanted, needed, to take my business to the next level. They smiled and nodded often, but never really committed. Finally, I had run out of things to say. I smiled at both men and asked, "Well, what will it take to get your John Hancock on the contract?" "Blue, we like the deal a lot." Bill turned to Glenn and winked. But we were wondering if you could make this deal a little sweeter. I looked into Bill's eyes. It was clear as a nose in his face. They expected more than a cash return. "Put up, shut up, or get out" was the name of the game. No problem there, I thought. In fact, I rather liked mixing business and pleasure. "I see. Maybe I could throw in a few box seats to the theater. Or maybe..." I slid my hand up my thigh. "You have something else in mind?"
"We have a few ideas, if you don't mind. We could go back to the hotel room and discuss this further," Glenn said with all seriousness.
"Sounds like a plan, gentlemen, but we'll never get a taxi in this weather. If you don't mind getting a little wet, my Jaguar is only a few blocks away."
"It does sound tempting, but that won't be necessary. We have a driver."
"Oh, such luxury."
"For you, Blue, a necessity, not a luxury," Bill added. A stretch limousine was parked at the curb. The driver, umbrella in hand, standing at the door. This large black man had the build of a bodyguard.
So tall,
like standing next to a brick wall. He quickly opened the door and we piled in, Bill and Glenn on either side of me. The door shut firmly.
"The financial aspects of the deal are not a concern. You have presented that information well," Bill said, patting my knee.
"Boys, why don't we cut to the chase and you tell me what I can do for you. What fantasies do you want played out?"
I placed his hand on my thigh and slid it up. Oh, Good, we thought you'd say that, Glenn said as he untied his necktie. He handed the silk sliver of fabric to Bill and then unzipped his trousers. Before I could protest, Bill took my hands and twisted them behind my back, securing them tightly. My eyes widened as Glenn's cock bobbed in front of me. It was at least 8 inches tall. Oh my God, the damn thing's a baseball bat, I gasped. Behind me, I heard Bill unzip his pants. Soon, I was the only one clothed. I turned and looked over at Bill's crotch. His dick was equally as long as Glenn, but it was slender in comparison. Drops of pre-cum oozed out of his knob. Oh God, this is going to be fun, I thought. Both men smiled, proud. Then Glenn spoke. You like them big, huh? This doesn't scare you? Bigger, harder, faster. I want it all. In response, Bill grabbed me and hiked up my skirt around my waist. He tore open my blouse and exposed my breast. Thank God for tinted windows. Then plunged his fingers into my hull and ran his thumb down my clit. Damn, she's wet. And with that, Bill picked me up and impaled me onto that glorious cock of his, gravity forcing him deeper. Ah, more, oh, more, I pleaded. Is that all you've got? You talk too much. Glenn, fix that, would you? Now! Glenn pulled me down by the shoulders and shoved his thick, dripping cock into my mouth. Let's see how good that pretty little mouth gives head. Suck me now, he spat. I slurped his cock with abandon, savoring every inch from his balls to the tip of his knob. I took him as far as I could, deep into my throat, squeezing my throat muscles around him. I could barely breathe. He was so thick, and every lick made him swell larger. Pre-cum oozed from his cock. His hands were on my head now, pulling, pushing my head up, down. He fucked my mouth, thrusting hard to the back of my throat. Oblivious to gagging, shortness of breath, gods, any squeals I could have made were muffled by his huge cock. Holy fuck was all I could think as Glenn's cock started to jerk. My mouth was already stretched as wide as I could to accommodate his pull. Oh, I quickened my pace, sucking as fast as I could, trying to pull the cum out of his balls, licking, sucking him harder, faster. His pace quickened. He tightened his grip, squeezing my head as his cum filled my mouth to overflowing. I couldn't swallow fast enough. It gushed out of the corners of my mouth, into my hair, down my breast. It was like I was trying to drink from a hose stuffed into my mouth. Bill was still inside me, still pumping his meat hard and furious. It was so damn good how deep he took me over and over again, like a locomotive. Steady rhythm. Fuck, 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 fuck. Oh, God. His balls practically followed his cock inside me. His hands moved to my tits and squeezed them hard, twisting them between his fingers. He was biting the back of my neck and filling me like I'd never been filled before. Oh, God damn. I could feel his hot cum filling me, pushing deep inside me, creaming every crevice of my cunt as he finally finished. I was so near climax when suddenly the limo stopped and both men zipped up, but left me the way I was. The plaza, the driver said. The door opened. The three men pulled me out of the limo and marched me into the hotel lobby. This humiliation, my hands still tied behind my back, my skirt up around my waist, my blouse, the buttons torn from it, in tatters, leaving my nipples hard in full view. The hotel patrons looked me over. Men smiled, and women blushed. I could feel my clit swelling. Sweet cream dripped down my legs as I walked towards the elevator. We got into the elevator, and Bill pushed the button for the penthouse, and everyone got quiet. At the 6th floor, the elevator stopped. A man of 60 got in, looked at me, and grinned. Nice work, he said. Glenn reached between my legs and fingered me. Sweet, isn't it, he said. Looks good enough to eat, the man smiled. Would you like a taste, Bill asked. My eyes widened. Glenn got behind me and kicked my legs, spreading me wide. Go ahead, take a taste, he said to the man. The man got down on one knee and leered up at me before finally pressing his mouth to my clit. He licked and sucked and slobbered as I squirmed, but Glenn held me tight. Finally, the elevator stopped again. My floor, the man said, sliding his middle finger deep into my pussy before he rose to leave. It took an eternity for the elevator doors to finally shut on his leering face.
You know, Blue, we're going to have a little more fun before we sign contracts. You up for it? I laughed. Honey, I live for it. The elevator opened to the penthouse door. Bill unlocked it and untied my hands as we walked into the room. Now, take off your clothes and make it quick, Bill snapped. I smiled. My torn blouse fell to the floor, followed by my red skirt. I started to undo the garter belt stockings, but Glenn stopped me. The belt goes, but keep the stockings on, the heels too. You're the boss, I smiled. Good. Glad you see it that way. Now, lie across the arm of the sofa, head down, hands on the floor. I did as I was told. Legs further apart, I want to see all your charms, Glenn added. I felt his fingers tug at my clit and then hard jam into my cunt. Three fingers, all wiggling and fucking me, buried inside. I was still so hot, I wanted to come. But before I could develop a rhythm, he pulled his fingers out of my pussy and rammed them into my ass. I wasn't ready for that. No foreplay, I screamed out. With his other hand, he swatted my ass. Crying uncle already, he taunted. He slapped me again, I guess for good measure, and then pulled my ass cheeks apart. I braced myself as best I could as his hard prick invaded me. This was no slow fucking in and out. This was a thorough reaming. I'd always wanted to be taken this way, forcefully, and Glenn did this, oh, so well. I heard myself crying out, give it to me, give it to me, give all. Oh, God, please. Yeah, baby, yeah. He murmured, you're gonna get it, all of it. Bill was in front of me, cock in hand. Normally, I love watching a man stroke himself, but right now, I was so hot, and all I could think of was this building orgasm. Suddenly, the thrusting stopped. The spanking stopped. I opened my eyes as Glenn grabbed me by the shoulders and pulled me up onto my knees, his cock still firmly inside my ass. Then Bill slid in front of me and guided his hard, strong cock into me. I was sandwiched between them. God, I couldn't believe this was me throwing my head from side to side and screaming, yes, 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 I want you to fuck me. Make me come, come, oh, God. And they fucked me so good with such abandon. Oh, yeah, baby, fill me up. Come, come. Oh, God. Oh, you'd like to come, wouldn't you? He grunted as he slapped my ass again. It was hard to answer. Oh, yeah, I managed to nod. I didn't hear you, Bill said. Yes, 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 I cried. Think you could stand one more, Glenn asked. I looked at him, not really understanding what he meant. One more? Before I knew it, the limo driver, Malcolm, was standing in front of me. Glenn was leering. Ever had it so good? Before I could object, Bill pulled my legs wider and shot his load. I could feel the hot liquid stream through me and past his balls. Malcolm pushed him aside and began laughing at my pussy. His mouth found my clit with no problem, scouring it with his abrasive tongue, licking up Bill's cum in the process. I was pulsating, throbbing under him. Oh, so close to coming. Malcolm stood and then pressed his thick cock against my lips. I needed, oh God, I needed to come. I opened wide, ready, then fuck, wave after uncontrollable wave hit me. I was coming. Oh God, oh, oh, oh. Glenn continued to fuck me. I tried to concentrate, suck on Malcolm's cock, but they were fucking me right through the cums, not letting me breathe. I felt like I was going to pass out. My mind reeled. I was covered in white sticky seed. Through me, on me, in me. I was drenched with cum. Somewhere through the haze, someone was talking to me. I strained to make out what he was saying. My body was one continuous racking orgasm. Okay, just sign here. We have a deal, Blue. I signed the papers. I didn't know what I signed. I looked up and asked, did I sign my life away? He smiled back. I managed a small laugh before the room went dark.